Right. I just need to get my paycheck from Alexei, and then we can go to the festival.
Goody. I'll go in too. Maybe Mav is here. Merlitz? Are you okay, dear? What's wrong? Last time I saw someone with their face like that is when I was stealing their soul.
Say, Airy, how about you wait out here, and I get my paycheck and stuff?
Right. I'm sure whatever is in there, I will be able to handle it.
No, it's very bad, and I don't want to see what will happen. I'm willing to bribe you with anything you want in order to stall this event for as long as I possibly can. Just name it.
You know what I like about you, hon? I like how you're so honest, even when you're trying to be sneaky. It's so cute to see you try and hide something from me.
Well, she's happy. I guess that is one crisis averted, but for how long? I don't want to lie to her, but Dan is my friend and I can't betray him. I need to speak to him and get his side of the story. But how can I do that without Airy catching on?
Hi, Merlitz. I'm being plot convenient today.
Oh, hey, Mab. Have you seen Merlitz?
He said he needed to fight some weird gerbils and stuff.
Oh, okay then.
This is great! Now I can talk to Dan. And I can trust Mab to keep Airy busy and happy with some sort of girl activity while I'm away doing this.
Since Merle isn't here, you got any embarrassing stories of him?
Three words, Airy. Christmas party photos.
This, I have to say.
A potion?
Yeah, I've been getting headaches the past few days, so the doctor said to take one every evening for a week. But it's not so bad. It tastes a bit like grape soda. Besides, it gives me an excuse to take the week off with some relaxation, and who knows, maybe a romantic encounter or two.
Dan! I need you right now!
Ha! I knew she was just a cover. Pay up, Jairus.
Rig!
Gee, Merle, I never knew you had feelings like that for me.
What? No, you egotistical twit, I need to ask you a question.
Oh, alrighty then. What can I help you with?
Okay, you see, well, it goes like this. There is, here. You know, Dan, it's really hard to talk to you when you are bleeding all over the floor.
Well, aren't we Mr. Picky today?
Okay. Have you ever, in any of your adventures, encountered and slain a succubus named Destanya?
Oh, Destanya. You know, that name is very familiar, though I can't quite place it. Is she kind of golden in color, wears pink, often seen lurking about in mazes with spirits?
That's Mrs. Pac-Man, Dan.
Oh, so it is. I don't suppose they'd be related in any way, perchance.
Dan, my girlfriend thinks you killed someone very close to her, and so she wants to kill you. You're my friend, so...
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Yes, she's an ex-succubus, and she wants you dead for supposedly killing Destanya. So have...
Is she some kind of a dog?
What? No, she's a feline. A feline who wants you dead.
I see. You don't suppose she wouldn't mind hooking me up with some of her cute canine friends first, do you?
Oh no, not at all. I'm sure she wouldn't mind after she kills you.
You know, there is an old proverb that says, the love of a succubus shall only lead thee to heartache.
What?
Yeah. Never mind. Just silly stuff. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I'll go ask some contacts if they can find some information on this Destanya.
Thanks, Dan. I'll try to keep Airy off your back till then, although keep an eye out and try to avoid her if you can.
No problem.
That also includes you don't try to hit on her either, Dan.
Well, jeez. Talk about no fun.